Amen.
Amen. I'm greeting you all in the name of Jesus. I want you to take your Bible. Today's topic, we are on the fourth part of a vision of Omega. Strive and work for a better end.
Shaka.
Strive.
Ukorere.
And work.
Kuzagira iherezo ryiza.
For a better end.
Imana ishimwe cyane.
Praise Jesus.
Abami ba mbere 21. Umwami w'Abisirayeli aramusubiza ati, mumubwire muti, ucyambara umwambaro w'intambara ngo atabare ye kwirata, nk'uwi uwikuramo atabarutse. Umwami w'Abisirayeli aramusubiza ati, mumubwire ngo, ucyambara umwambaro w'intambara kugira ngo ajye ku rugamba ye kwirata nk'uwukuyemo atabarutse.
So the king of Israel answered and said, tell him, let not the one who puts on his armor boast like the one who is taking it off.
Noneho Timoteo wa kabiri ka ne karindwa umunani ni Paulo ubwira Timoteo.
It's Paul who's speaking to Timothy.
Narwanye intambara nziza, narangije urugendo, narinze ibyo kwizera. Ibisigaye mbikiwe ikamba ryo gukiranuka. Iryo umwami wacu umucamanza utabera azampa kururya munsi. Nyamara sigeje nyine ahubwo nabakunze kuzaboneka kwe bose.
I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but to all who have loved his appearing. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2 to 3.
Mujye muhoza umutima kubiri hejuru atari bikubiri mwisi, kuko mwapfuye kandi ubugingo bwanyu bukaba bwarahishanywe na Kristo mu Mana.
Set your mind on things above, not on things on earth, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
Mana data mu izina rya Yesu, ngushimiye amagambo wandikishije, ngushimiye ibyo wahamije, ngushimiye kirya gihe wabihumetse ngo bizatugirire umumaro uyu munsi. Data ndavuga ko dutekereza ku iherezo ryacu ryiza, kuko hari n'iherezo ribi. Mwami Imana ishobora byose, ndagusaba ngo muri uyu mwanya ugenderere twese ubwoko bwawe. Mana guhera uyu munsi ari abaduteze amatwi, ari abicaye hano, dutekereze ko dufite aho tujya. Guhera uyu munsi umwuka wawe wera agenderere umuntu wese, amwibutse ngo nubwo watangiye urugendo hari aho ruzarangirira. Mana watubwiye ko turi abashyitsi, turi n'abasuhuke muri iyi si, ndagusaba ngo umwuka wavuze ibyo, umwuka waduhaye agakiza k'ubuntu, umwuka waduhaye kuvuka ubwa kabiri, amanuke atubwire aho tujya, atwigishe aho tugana, atubwire uko twitwara mu rugendo, akangure umutima wacu kwifuza kuzagira iherezo ryiza. Mana ndagusaba ngo wowe mu buhanga bwawe umwuka wawe wera abitwigishe, abidutoze, atubwire icyo bivuga, aduhe n'imbaraga zo kubiharanira. Nguhaye icyubahiro, nkurekeye uyu mwanya. Mwami wanjye, nzi ko ijambo ryawe rifite imbaraga zo gukora byinshi icyarimwe. Nzi ko ijambo ryawe rifite ubwenge bwo gukiza imitima, imitima irwaye, imitima inaniwe, imitima itumva. Nzi ko ijambo ryawe rikiza umubiri urwaye. Nzi ko ijambo ryawe rihishura ibihishwe ntibimenyekane. Nzi ko ijambo ryawe rizi kuvuga iherezo tukiri mu itangiriro. Nzi ko ijambo ryawe ribohora ibyari bihambiriye byose. Cisha bugufi imitima yacu kwe kuburana n'ijambo ryawe, ahubwo turyakire kugira ngo ridukize. Ni mu izina rya Yesu mbisabye nizeye, vuga ngo amen.
Amen.
Imana ishimwe cyane.
Praise God.
Turi ku iherezo ryiza.
We are talking about the good end.
Turavuga kuri iyerekwa rya Omega.
We are talking about the vision of Omega.
Tumaze igihe tuvuga ku iyerekwa rya Omega.
We've been talking about it for some time now.
Si buriya mu kwezi kwa mbere, ubundi dukunda kuvuga ku biganisha ku iyerekwa rya Omega.
For our visitors, this is something we do every time in January of each year.
Ijambo ry'Imana ritubwira ngo ntabagenda n'abataziranye.
Because the Bible says that two men cannot walk without agreement.
Ni ngombwa kuba mu rusengero uzi kihakubesha.
It's actually good to be in a church knowing why you are there.
Ni ngombwa ko ubarirwa ahantu uzi umujya wabo bantu.
It's good that you know the vision, you know what those people are up to.
Ni ngombwa kubana n'abantu ndashaka kuvuga mu buryo bw'iteraniro mu buryo bwo kugenda natwungurana uzi ufite impamvu ihakubesheje.
It's good that you be with your fellow brothers and sisters knowing why you are in a particular church.
Iyo ukiri umwana mu gakiza,
when you are still a child spiritually,
ubutarasobanukirwa.
You haven't understood.
Ariko kuri bamwe mumaze gukura,
but for some who have grown up,
mujye mumenya aho mubarirwa.
Please know, have some
ahariho hose nawe watugendereye.
Even if you came as a visitor,
no dukurikiye usengera handi,
whoever is following also from
itorero
from other churches, the church is like a family.
Itorero n'umuryango.
The church is a family.
Itorero n'umuryango.
Church is a family.
Itorero n'umuryango wawe.
Church is a family. It's your family.
Niyo mpamvu ugomba kuhabuza impamvu habo.
That's why you ought to know why you are in that family.
Niyo mpamvu natwe abayobozi b'amatorero tugira umwete wo gusobanura turi bande.
That's why we as leaders also take time to explain
Imana yadusabye kugira gute.
So that we know what God calls us to do.
Mu rugendo,
so that in that journey,
uzafatanya natwe kubaka ubwami bw'Imana.
You will work with us in building the kingdom of God. You will do it willingly.
Uzamenya ibyo twamagana, kuki tuzamagana.
If there are things we disagree with, you will know why we do
so. Ibyo twemera, kuki tuzemera.
If there are things that we accept, we will understand why we do so.
Ibyo dukomera mashi, ese biri muri Bibiliya.
If we clap for certain things, you will know why we do so.
Ni ngombwa kuba mu muryango wawe nk'itorero uhemera.
It's very good to be in a family in agreement. And I would like to encourage you as well to find a church and belong to that church. Don't be like a traveler. Don't think that all churches are the same.
Oh, yeah.
It's not right. It's not correct.
Yeah. Turi umubiri umwe.
We are all the same body of Christ.
Twese duhuje bya bindi nababwiye.
We all are joined by the things that I told you. One king.
Umubatizo umwe.
One baptism.
Ikiringiro kimwe.
One belief or faith.
Kwizera kumwe.
One faith.
Duhuje byinshi.
So there are things that we have in common. And also we are one body.
Ariko buri wese mu mwanya we.
But each church in its own position.
Afite ibyo yaje gukora.
They have things that they came to do.
Niyo mpamvu.
That is why.
Nta mpamvu yo kugira ngo twirukanke inyuma y'abakristo tubinginga ngo buwire itorero.
We don't actually run after Christians asking or compelling them to be part of our church. Is the Holy Spirit.
Ashinzwe kukubwira aho wabazwe.
That is actually supposed to do that.
N'akazi ka Mwuka Wera.
Is the duty of the Holy Spirit.
Kugutereka ahantu.
To put you somewhere.
Kugira ngo wubake ubwami bw'Imana.
So that you build the kingdom of God. You will feel comfortable there. And you see that it's your place. You hear the voice of God. And you feel attracted to those things. And you feel at home.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So you join with other brothers and sisters to build the kingdom of God. You won't always remain a visitor. You won't always remain a visitor. You won't always remain a visitor. At some point, see that what everyone is doing, you also have the Holy Spirit who can actually lead you to do the
thing.
If you have understood that, you don't become like a traveler. If you know that there is a God who puts people in churches, you don't become like a traveler. Wherever you go, be there, belong to that place, and stay in that place, and join with yourself with them, and hear their voice, know what they are doing, and do co-work with them. Don't be there destroying them. Don't be in a place wherever you are listening to me from. If you are there, be there indeed. If you've accepted to be with them, be with them indeed. And build the kingdom of God indeed. Don't destroy what they are trying to build. If you are destroying what they are building, you don't belong to that place. So step out and go. And look for another place. Get out. I'm not telling those who are here only, and everyone who is actually following us. Instead of destroying, whilst other people are working very tirelessly, just step out and go. And go to a place where you can be found. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you don't feel comfortable anymore, but that place that you are going to, don't continue to destroy as well.
Yes, Hashim.
Praise Jesus.
Umukristo,
so a Christian,
nyawe nkuko twatangiye tuvuga,
a true Christian, like we started saying,
umunsi yavutse,
the day they are born again,
yahawe agakiza,
they are given salvation,
abavutse,
they are born again.
Ijambo ry'Imana rirambwira ngo,
the word of God says,
hari umunsi wo kuvuka,
there is a day to be born,
hari n'umunsi,
and there is a day to,
nimutinyuke mubivuge,
there is also a day to die, whether you like it or not.
Hari umunsi uzava mu mubiri.
There is a day you are going to die.
Hari umunsi twavutse ubwa kabiri.
There is a day we were born
again.
Tubarwa
mu muryango w'abizera.
And we were counted in the family of believers.
Ariko hari umunsi tuzava muri uyu mubiri.
But there is also another day we are going
umunyabwenge
to depart
wese,
from this body. So every wise person would has to keep that in mind.
Ko hari umunsi azava mu mubiri.
That there is a day they are going to die.
Nituzi ni ryari.
We don't know when.
Nituzi ni gute.
We don't know how.
Nitubizi.
We don't know that. When we talk to the young people, they think it's the elder that are going to die first. But the funny thing is, we don't know that. We don't know that. We don't know that. It's only God. Here we exist. We were given life. But we don't know when we will die.
Icyo dusaba ni kimwe.
So what we are asking
no kugira ngo uwo munsi nugera
so that when that day comes
uzabe waragendanye n'Imana kubw'icyo yaguhamagariye.
So that you would have fulfilled that which God has called you to do. So I'm asking of you,
ndisabira,
and I'm asking myself as well,
mubiri,
that you should not leave this body and just have stayed around. And there is also a bad kind of staying around,
buhoraho,
having received the eternal life, and you live bad, a bad life. It's dying twice, actually. May God help
us.
That's why the word of God is full of examples that shows us that we are born, but there is another place we are prepared to go to. There is another place we were prepared to go. So the one who bestowed us, the one who redeemed us, the Bible calls him the groom, and we are the bride. And he cleanses us from the day you were born again. What he does is the job of the duty to cleanse you, to clean you, so that the time you come and you appear to him, you will be blameless. So that work, like now, as I'm speaking to you right now, the Holy Spirit is doing it in you. To make you holy, to cleanse and clean you, to teach you the valuable things, so that you reach that day, having gotten rid of everything that is useless. So the God that has given us Jesus Christ, you were blessed that you and I received Jesus Christ, and we were born again, so that we resemble him. So that we be like him. So I'm pleading with you. The teaching I'm about to do, please follow me. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. So it's very interesting in this life that there are people who don't have any destination at all. There are people without any destination at all. So in this vision of Omega, that's one of the things that God gave us. God showed us. He pulled my eyes to pay attention to certain things. Why are there people who start well and they end badly? Why do certain people begin well and they start well what they've started? And when you hear their story later on, and you realize that their end part of their lives actually became bad or worse than the beginning. I've seen that out there in the world, but I've also seen it in the church here. So I'm asking myself, what happened? There are things that you see or you look at, and you tell yourself, God, keep my heart from being a judge. But show me what does happen. What happens? Or what happened? So what I'm about to talk about, is actually an answer to that.
abantu ntibitaye aho bajya.
People do not pay attention or don't mind where they are going. We don't mind where we are going. When we are born again, when we are born again, and we are forgiven our sins, and we are relieved of the judgment that was upon us, whether we know it or not. But that rest comes into your life. And that peace comes into our lives. And we are reconciled with God. And we are in the house or the home of God. There are people who stay there. They are stuck there. They are stuck there. They are stuck there. And they think that they were actually born again to stay or remain like that. But Paul says that he fought a good fight. Hallelujah. So being born again is one thing. It happens in a split second. It's like when you push on the button and the light comes on. When you push the button and the light comes on. That salvation comes into you in a split second. And dying is your spirit that goes back to the Creator in a split second as well. Between those 2 seconds, there is a journey. That journey, in the Bible, in the New Testament, there is full of instructions how you should walk during that transition. Paul said that I didn't finish or complete the journey only, but I also kept the faith. And I fought that good fight. Why is it called a fight? That's why actually I spoke about the 2 kings. One king actually boasted and boasted to the other one and said, please give me your gold and your silver. That's Ben-Hadad. And after that, bring me your wife and your kids. And also your servants are going to become mine. Ahab, even though he had actually rebelled against God, he said, and his counselors told him that actually don't accept that. And Ahab told Ben-Hadad, said, and he said, where I am standing, I actually am with the God of hosts. So don't boast until, I mean, you don't, until you remove your armor. So, beloved, when I ask myself, I pondered upon this thing, that's when actually these scriptures begin to come from God. So you see, the problem among the believers is that we are born again. We don't think of the journey that is started. We don't actually mind that we are here temporarily. And then we begin to boast as Ben-Hadad whilst the journey is not over yet. But Paul said in the New Testament that I fought the good fight. I fought the good fight. I've finished the race. And in that race, I have kept the faith. I didn't just fight anyhow. I didn't just fight for the sake of fighting. I know that I was actually keeping the faith. I was actually keeping the commandments of God. And I was also fighting based on the commandments of the one who called me. That's why I am very confident that the crown of life is waiting for me. But don't think that I am the only one. Everyone who has loved the returning of Jesus Christ will also receive one. Let me add another scripture. First John, the first epistle of John, chapter 3,
2
to
3.
He told those people that, beloved, now that you are born again, you are children of God. And it has not been revealed yet what you shall be. How you shall be, it hasn't been revealed yet. So as you are still here on earth, what you will become hasn't been revealed yet. But one thing we know is, we ought to know that when he shall be revealed, we shall resemble him. So this is now what he adds to that. That whoever has that hope, and everyone who has this hope, let me tell you this. There is being born again and not having hope. You don't know where you're going. You don't know where you're going. You are basically confused. So the word that I just said, if you have hope, so that those who have that hope, they purify themselves. They don't just stop there. They are not just born again and stop it there. The spirit that gave them that salvation continues to work. So you ought to continue to purify yourself so that the Holy Spirit continues to do his work in you.
If you to purify yourself, haraba bitwara nabi burya bakavuga bate he ubwo rero barongiye bibagiwe yuko ari umwuka udufasha.
When we talk about purify ourselves, some people think that we do it ourselves.
But actually,
we know that out here there are a lot of gospels that we hear. It's actually we are enabled by the Holy Spirit to do that.
Amen.
Amen.
In
the name of Jesus today, we are going to get somewhere. We ought to get somewhere.
The Bible
says that in this world we are like pilgrims, we are like travelers. So Paul told us about the good fight that he had finished.
No. Nawe uhamagariwe kurwana intambara nziza ukazaragwa ikamba ryo gukiranuka.
Don't think that Paul was like some supernatural person. You too ought to fight the good fight so that you get the crown as he did. So I'm going to talk about two things that prevent us from thinking about the end. Not thinking about where you're going. It's actually a very serious issue. That's why Christians actually fight in this world. That's why Christians are fighting among themselves here on earth. Because if you had understood where you're going, you wouldn't spend a lot of time in wars and fights. It's not because you're dying, but you ought to know where you're going. Do you know where you're going? So Peter said that there are things that came together with
faith.
So I'm going to mention those things. I didn't actually give out that passage. So since you were born again, that fruit that brought you back to life, that life that came into you, that has something it's doing in your life. He wrote and said that life or that faith that came into you, you ought to add good behavior and add to that knowledge. And after that you put self-control. And after that patience. And after that you add purity. And after that you add brotherly love. And after that you also add love. And he
said
that when those things are abundant in you, when those things are abundant
in
you, you don't become lazy in knowing Christ. Say amen.
Ibyo ni ibintu biduterekewe ku meza nibwo buzima twahamagara guhora twongera tumenya twongera.
So those things are actually, we are supposed to increase them, to keep adding on those things.
Ngo ariko abatabifite,
and he said that those who do not have it,
ngo ni abantu bibagiwe aho bavuye,
people who are short-sighted.
N'abantu bibagiwe aho bavuye.
They've forgotten where they came from.
Ndetse Bibiliya iravuga ngo bibagiwe ibyaha bababariwe.
And the Bible says that they've forgotten the sins that they were forgiven.
Ndagira ngo nkubwire.
I want to tell you this.
Hari igihe umuntu atubwira akavuga ngo yengo wifitiye ubuhamya bwiza.
Some people say that I have a very good testimony.
Ugasanga turatanga ubuhamya twaraba.
I used to be like this and like that.
Hakaba abandi baza bakavuga ngo ariko izo ngibyo zibukira iki?
And then some people say, but why do you keep talking about those things of the past? There is a song we sang here.
Sinzibagirwa aho wankuye.
I will not forget where you took me from.
Uziko Bibiliya iga y'umuntu wibagirwa ibyo yababariwe.
You know the Bible actually despises the one who forgets where they came
from.
Let's clap for Jesus for that. Let me tell you this.
Kwibagirwa Petero wa kabiri gice cya mbere 11 hari abantu bibagirwa ibyaha bababariwe.
That so there are some people who actually forget where they came from.
Kugira ngo umenye yujya irifo kumenye yuva.
For you to know where you are going, you actually need to understand where you came from. So a Christian ought to remember where they came from and the things that they were forgiven and the things that were changed in their life. So talk about it in a testimony. Share your testimony. Actually, you need to teach yourself to say how what God has done for you. So when you do that, as you remember those, it actually prevents you from going back. So beloved, so think about your
end.
Think about where you're going. So Christianity is a journey. Christianity is full of fights and wars. Let me talk about two things that prevents
it. Says
something that is in the Church of Christ today that prevents people from thinking about the good end. I'm going to talk about two people who contributed in that. And we ought to change that too. First is the teachers of the word. Tell your neighbor that the teachers of the word, those who share the word of God, I want to show you the responsibility that we have in killing people. The responsibility of those who teach. I do read books or magazines of the servants of God. There are a few servants of God who are actually grieving here on earth, who are grieving that there are some teachings that we don't hear anymore in the Church of God. We don't talk about the last judgment awaiting those who are not born again. We don't talk about the eternal fire.
Yes.
To tell people that there is an eternal fire. To be bold and talk about the eternal fire. The eternal fire. And you also therefore talk about
heaven.
Talking about heaven, we don't hear about it a lot these days.
Yeah.
We don't hear it often these days. Talking about sanctification and holiness, a life that is holy, a life that is getting rid of every bad thing, we don't hear that anymore. So those things, beloved, if we the teachers of the word of God do not want to tell people where they are going and the price to pay for that is a problem. Are you hearing me? Whether you like it or not, it actually contributes to some Christians who love the world so much.
bifite uruhare izo nyigisho zifite uruhare izo nyigisho kuba zitari mu nzu y'Imana bifite uruhare kuba abakristo bakunda isi.
That contributes to Christians loving the world.
Kuko ntibabwirwaho bavuye ngo bishimire ko bahavuye.
Because they are not told where they came from so that they rejoice about what Jesus has done.
Nitubibutsa ku cyatumye dukizwa ari aho tujya.
They are not actually told that the reason why we got born again is because of where we are going. We don't miss the
country of heaven.
Where we are going to every bad things, tears and
grief.
And let me tell you, God is good. When we talk about death, don't actually get terrified. If you walk with God and you do what God is pleased with, and you do what He's asking you to do, you will actually have a very good life and you will have a good end. If you give true value to the fact that you are born again, and you honor what God has done in your life,
and
you walk with God in obedience of what He is asking you to do, you will not be a lazy person when it comes to working with God. You will actually honor what everything that God has spoken about your life. You will go everywhere that God is telling you to go.
No, they can be subiremo.
Let me just say this. If they ask you to go to Alaska, you will still go. You won't fear that. God won't come and ask you to go on. So when God is asking you to do something, you feel it in your heart that it is right. The things that you thought last year were impossible, when you walk with God, and you walk with God, and He leads your steps and your path, whatever God is asking you to do, you feel it is right. So don't be afraid. If you honor and obey the laws of God and the commandments of God, and you humble yourself before Him, the day when it will come for you to go home, you will feel that it is right. You know, it's actually a revelation that you don't want to accept. The Bible says that Abraham was full of days when he died. Why was it the same said to David? So people who are useful to God, He knows how many days they're going to live here. So do what is right and walk with God. Don't be terrified by death. Don't be terrified by death before it comes. That death is very important. Let me tell you, it's little brother. And, you know, joblessness. Don't be terrified because you are not married yet. Or maybe any disease in your body. Or maybe the debts that you have. There is a God that is watching over you. There is a God who orders the steps of righteous. So you ought to be minded by your walk with God. Are you listening to me? Be mindful of your walk with God. So God speaks to you and you keep, you know, negotiating with Him, discussing with Him, and 1 month goes by. And you are holding too much onto the world. You should be grieving because you love the world too much. When I tell you this, it's not because I'm a master in this. Sometimes even today, God still speaks to me about this. But at least, when God speaks to you, that you are ready to obey. Say amen. So I am on the teaching. First Timothy. Paul spoke to Timothy
that
you should hurry and go to Ephesus. and stop those who are teaching.
They are
teaching another gospel. Say another gospel. Tell your neighbor that another gospel. They are teaching another gospel. They are actually bringing discussions and disputes in the church. But should the things of God bring dispute really? If you teach things that are bring confusion, know that the Holy Spirit is not upon you. So always being in that kind of confusion. No, that teaching that always puts people in confusion. So Paul asked Timothy to hurry up and stop those people. Because it brings useless discussions. And those discussions bring wherever they are, they actually want to speak. And they don't know what they are speaking about. They don't know what they are
speaking about.
They just want to speak. Should I tell you another one? The word of God says that actually a lot of people should not seek to be teachers. You are not listening to me. Because if you heard, you would going to shut down some people in your
life.
You know, let me tell you. The day I was prayed for to be a pastor, I actually left that church without even teaching on Sunday.
Pastori?
I am a pastor.
They anointed me.
I didn't ask them to do that to me. But they never gave me a pulpit on Sunday. Let me ask you. Where should I have taken my case to? I wasn't even wondering much about that. It wasn't really a problem to me. But today it's a big problem in the church of God. Today is a problem in the church. People are fighting over the pulpit. People are leaving churches or being grieved because who are you to claim for the pulpit? What have they seen? What are they seeing about you? I know and I believe that the one who groomed me, he knew where he was taking me. Even the whole excitement I had. Let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. I wasn't being put on the pulpit to preach.
Radio kuvuga ikiganiro cye kitwa l'heure de l'intercession.
But I was the one sent on the radio to talk about the hour, it's a program called the Hour of Intercession. But this is what happened. So one may ask, why weren't you given the pulpit while you were sent on to the radio? So I would prepare. I would prepare. And I would bring what I have prepared. And he would take away what he didn't like. Let me tell you this. That is actually true grooming. Brethren. He knows what I may say that can bring confusion. But God is saying, help this lady, help this lady. Let me tell you this. Please obey those who are grooming you spiritually. Obey those who are grooming you spiritually. If he says, sit here, those things that you are murmuring, the words or the gossip that you are, it's not doing you any good. It's actually killing you. It's actually killing you. Let not many want to be teachers. But I would go to hotels to preach to some ladies. It's not, I wasn't given that myself. I would tell them my dreams. And my pastor would hear them out. And say, what can we help you with? But I would be groomed under his feet so that I know what I should. I was actually taught by my pastor about that. And he tells me, Lily, you are going to see this.
And
you're also going to see that. Don't change by
it.
Don't be changed by that. But the funny thing is, let me keep that. I actually pray that he be blessed, really. I really pray a blessing upon him. Really? He groomed me properly. I really pray a blessing upon him. Someone who tells you that you're going to encounter this and that, and you are too excited. If you are freshly born again and you have this fresh revelation in you, and you think that everything, you know, it has to go very quickly and fast. But those who have gone there before you, they know actually things that you don't know. So just slow down. Don't think they are stupid. They are actually seeing something that you don't know. That's why that many should not seek to be teachers. Because there is a God who is going to ask us what we
do.
That is why I'm asking everyone who's here who love to teach. I'm actually talking about those who teach or in different places. So give a testimony. Support the word of the Bible that became alive
in you.
And whatever truth you have known, you need to preach it and you need to pray in it to find the word of
God.
But if the church leadership hasn't given you the authority to start some group, what authority do you have to do that?
Hamia,
testify.
Fukibza Yesu,
talk about Jesus.
Bihamye,
testify.
Bishigikirisha ijambo,
support it with the word of God.
Andika kajambo gafasha,
write something that you may even talk about how the verse has really blessed you, and you can elaborate on that.
Na page muko wafashijwe,
even if it's one page. But do not become a preacher if you don't, the authority hasn't authorized you to do that. Do you know why I dare talk about this? It actually confuses people. Because those people, they have secret followers. And it's not like they want to destroy. It's not that they don't want to destroy anything. It's not that they don't want to destroy anything. They think they are doing good. But the problem is, a person fellowships in this church and also goes to that other church. And also goes to that other church. It actually ends up not having a pastor at all. He doesn't know what he's eating. And whatever they're eating, he doesn't know where they're getting it from. And you may ask yourself, am I the one who really taught these things to them? What am I saying? It's not bad to teach. But be careful. Actually, even when you finish the Bible school, it doesn't qualify you to be a teacher. I'm telling you the truth. You know, if a person stands here and destroys people, actually we the pastors are going to be accountable for that. Back in the time, about that pulpit I spoke about, it wasn't any of my concerns. But be in that which you were given. And that which you weren't given, it doesn't belong to you.
Amen.
Amen.
So that
which isn't given to you, doesn't belong to you. And if you think you are worthy of
it,
come close and ask. What should I do? Some people write to me that, dear pastor, I want to come, I'm coming in April, so when I come, I want you to give me time to preach. You would be given time because the program allows it.
ntabwo ibintu mu nzu y'imana bikorwa uko bibonye kandi nta nubwo bivuga ngo twebwe abahawe agatuzi turi abahanga
And we who stand here, it doesn't mean that we are
Ariko nibura twitondere intama zicaye zitazi indyo n'imoso ziraho zitangire zigaburirwe n'umuntu wese.
But we ought to be careful about these sheep that are eating from all over the place.
Reka wumve icyo umwuka wera yandikiye.
So this is what the Holy Spirit wrote to.
Wandikira marayika w'itorero ry'itwatira utumwana w'Imana ufite amaso asa n'ibirimo iby'umuriro n'ibirenge bye bigasa n'umuringa w'umuteke. Aravuga aya magambo ati nzi imirimo yawe urukundo rwawe no kwizera kwawe no kugabura kwawe no kwihangana kwawe n'uburyo imirimo yawe ya nyuma iruta iya mbere kuba myinshi mbega umuntu ngo arashimwa
This person was praised this church was praised the church of Thyatira
nyamara mfite icyo nkugayo
Nevertheless, I have a few things against you. Because you allow that woman
Jezebel,
who calls herself a prophetess to teach and seduce my servant to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time to repent. And she did not repent of her sexual immorality. Indeed, I will cast her into the secret. And those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation. Unless they repent of their deeds. And her children, I will kill them.
He
said, and all the churches shall know that I am He who searches the minds and hearts. And I will give to each one of you according to your works. Now pay attention. Verse 24. Now to you I say to the rest of
Thyatira.
As many as you do not follow this doctrine. Tell your neighbor those who do not follow this teaching. Those who call it like a mystery. But it's actually the mystery of the devil. I say to them, I will put on you no other burden. Hold fast what you have until I come.
Unesh.
And he who overcomes.
Unesha n'uri muki.
And who is the one who overcomes. Is actually the one who is in warfare. And he who overcomes and keeps my work until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. They shall be dashed in pieces like the potter's vessels. I will also have received from He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. This passage was written to the church of Thyatira. These are Christians. These are believers. You know, they were actually praised for the good things that they did. But the Holy Spirit came down and said, there are however a few things that I don't appreciate. Say, God, may God help us. May God help us. But these are some of the things that I have against you. Is the fact that you accept the teaching of Jezebel. Actually, this prophet, speaking on behalf of God. So I've already seen these teachings. They look like Jezebel's. They do not heal people or help people. They actually kill them. It actually leads them in immorality. Biblically speaking, it actually receiving different teachings. Jews understood what it meant to eat meat sacrificed to idols.
ibyo bintu byose nibyo byabaga ari ibintu biterekerezwa ibigirwa mana.
Because it's actually true the meat had been sacrificed to idols. What I want to say is this.
Mukora neza.
It's true that you do well.
Mwiga neza.
You do well.
Nkunda imirimo yanyu.
I like your
ibaza umwuka wera kuvuga ati nkunda uko wiga.
Imagine the Holy Spirit testifying that I like your works actually.
Nkunda uko witwara mu
Bukristo. I like how you conduct yourself.
Ariko hari ikintu cyawe ntemera.
But there is one thing I have against you.
Wigishwa na n'importe qui.
You let everyone come and teach you.
Kuki wemera ko umuntu wese akubera umwigisha?
Why do you allow everyone to come and teach you?
Ibyo bintu bakwigisha uzi icyo bikora muri wowe?
Do you know what those teachings do to you?
Aho bisobanura ngo tureke abantu bivugira ibyo bashaka.
So it's actually allowing people to say whatever they
tureke
want.
Tureke abantu bavuga ibintu bizana impaka za ngo turwane.
So should we allow people to just do or I mean come and teach
ngo
whatever they want?
Ngo ntabwo bashyize akadomo hejuru ya I.
That they didn't put the dot on the I.
Ngo ariko ntibazi ko ijambo ry'Imana hariya ryari ryaravuze iki kintu gihagaze
gitya. You know, actually the word of God was missing this
little
thing.
Umwuka si umwuka w'Imana no kuzana impaka.
That spirit doesn't come from God. Ushobora kurwanirira
Imana ushora impaka.
You can't speak on behalf of God whilst you're bringing confusion.
Nindu
nyumva. Are you listening to
Ndasenya mu izina rya Yesu imyigishirize iri hanze aha yicaza abantu bakirirwa ku mpaka.
Actually I destroy the teachings of today in the name of Jesus.
Nziko abakozi b'Imana bose
arguments.
Babishaka bankurikiye bavuga bati izo nibyo birakabije.
Every servant of God who is following us would agree with
us. Bakunda natwe tuje kuvuga ijambo ry'Imana hano ubutitira.
If you come here to preach you are actually trembling.
Ubutitira.
You are actually trembling.
Nta narimwe njye numva ndi ready.
I'd never feel ready.
Mbanda hanganja kicanditswe.
Sometimes you see me looking for a passage. Mvuze
iki kintu baragitwara bate.
How are going to take it?
Kugeza igihe umwuka wera avuga ati vuga aho ushaka babari.
Sometimes the Holy Spirit says that.
Hakabikinda kubwira ati reka nkubwire ibibyo bari abarara bakoza kanama.
You know people are going to talk about this. Kuko
imyumvire yapfuye bakritika buri kintu cyose bakivanamo ikibazo.
Because if the minds are corrupted everything becomes a reason for
ariko batunganijwe.
But those who are holy
baba mahoro.
They are at peace.
Baba mahoro.
They are at peace.
Ukibaza umuntu avana urugamba.
And you ask yourself how
do people
find, you know, reasons to contend.
Ngicyo ndihanganira.
So, what
niyo myigishirize muri ho mwemera.
So those teachings that you are receiving, I can't stand them anymore.
Ngo niyo myigishirize
muri ho mwemera. I don't stand them anymore.
Iraroga.
They actually it's like poison. And people walk in them.
Bakababaruruzwe.
And they are empoisoned.
Nta uzabona ubarutsa.
And no one will help them out.
Ngo muvuga butumwe ni nka veterinary.
An evangelist is like a veterinary.
Ngo araza kavura itungo.
He comes to look at an animal or
a pet. Akarikubita igishinge.
Gives it like an injection. And then they leave.
Noneho umushumba w'iryo tungo.
And now the shepherd.
Ni umenya ko ryapfuye.
Of that,
is
the one who knows whether it got healed or died.
Niko bene abo bigisha bamera.
So that's how some of those
teachers
are. So it doesn't help anyway.
Oh yeah, baravuga gusa.
They just say whatever they want.
Ariko ibyo uvuga.
But whatever you say.
Tegereza uzaza ubivuga.
Wait and come and say it.
Kubera ko hasi tuba twicaye twandika.
Because we are actually when we are seated here we are writing.
Naso konse yabigisha tuba tuzakubwira ngo ariko kira kintu ntabwo biri byo.
And as the elders council we also
ariko wigishiriza aho tutareba.
But if you are teaching in a place where we don't know and you didn't invite any
turamenye ibyo uvuga ubikuraye.
How would we be able to judge what you are teaching?
Tanga ubuhamya.
So give your testimony. A scripture as it helped you. Support what a renowned or acknowledged servant of God. If you don't agree with it, sit and pray and ask God. But don't go to gachacha.
Amen.
Amen.
Bakundwa.
Beloved.
Ngo ariko mwebwe bituwatira.
But you in Tatira.
Mwebwe mutivanze ngo muri ibyo. Hallelujah.
Those who did not go into
Imani
those things. God knows those who samaji. Mixed up and those who don't.
Ndakubwira Imani zi abivanga mu byo batazi.
The Bible knows or God knows those who are mixing and those who are not mixing. So what is this? What is the
reason of this?
Let's go to seminars.
Ariko twikwemera inyigisho y'umuntu umwe ku giti cye tutazi aho ariho azivana.
But we shouldn't allow the teachings of one person that we don't know where he's getting it from. It's not right. Don't you? Are you not concerned about your own life? But you in
Thyatira,
I am not giving you any burden. That which you have accepted, hold on to it until I come. Let no one take away that which you have accepted, because it's been life to you. Say amen. So the second responsibility is the Christians. As we talk about these things, we need to have a balance. You know, I actually spent a lot of time, you know, accusing
the people of God and judging them.
But when I began to be here, I actually rectified
it.
I actually was able to understand what they go
kuko
through. Because when you are here,
urafunga.
You actually close your mouth.
Uragabanya.
You actually reduce, you go down. It's actually very easy to judge when you're
there.
Wait until you come here now.
And you
are accountable for everything
kandu
you say.
Zabazgu.
And that you're going to account for. Now you will tell us. So, the role of the disciples, we Christians, there are things that we have already made up our minds never to hear about,
especially
if we are supposed to get an injection for our healing, we don't want to get one. It's like telling the preacher, you can do whatever you can, but you ought to find a way to say what you want to say. So that's why. That is why. We like prophecies. And if a prophet tells you something which is heavy, you don't go there anymore. That is why. We like to be in a place where we hear that life is
better.
We actually keep moving until we receive
that.
So the God in heaven who knows the hearts of men know those who are looking for those kind of
purposes.
It's not because they know a lot of churches. They are not in any church. They are not found in any church. Those who will tell him what to do. Prophecies which say that, you know, you ought to be holy, to rectify your ways. I want to be healed, but I don't want the injection. I want to be well, but I don't want to hear the way it's going to come
about.
So when God showed me this, it's actually a long time
ago.
He showed me that what we are looking for in the house of God, it's not actually a good
thing.
Actually, a lot of them want a very good life here on earth today now. Let me tell you this. Does it mean that we don't want or like a good life? Or that God doesn't give it? Or that God doesn't heal? Does it mean that God doesn't give good? Or that he won't pay for school fees of your kids? Or give you a good job that will pay you well? I don't want you to misunderstand me.
Yes, imana yacu ikora byiza ndetse byiza cyane.
This God does good and very good things. The issue here is the heart. What I'm talking about is the heart. So in this journey, the Christians who want to hear only the sweet things, and they don't want to change the bad lives, habits that they know, they become very miserable in this life. They become very miserable. This is why. They are not in the camp of Satan and so that they really work for him properly. They are neither going to heaven. Whenever you tell them about the passage we read that we should put our minds on things of heaven, they actually get offended and you don't talk to them anymore. They actually like to be told that, you know, you are in heaven and heaven is close
yes,
to you. If they were given salvation, yes, it's good, let's clap for that. But how is he in it? If you get to know how they live, then you're the one having an issue, a problem. Beloved. That is not possible.
Yes, we are going to kuchia ba na bumuijima ba zugenge kuruta aba na bumuji.
The Bible asks why the children of the darkness are wiser than the children of light. And he also asks, why don't you know how to choose the things that are going to be beneficial to you? That's
why
every place that actually stirs up our emotions, we like that place. And we like to be touched on our emotions. Let me tell you this. If there is something that grieves me, is to see certain things that a person is missing. And you can tell that someone is lacking something.
Ugasanga hari n'ikibazo cy'umurongo w'iby'umwuka.
And there's also on top of that, you also realize that there's also
kuko burya abana b'Imana twibwira ko kuba tubabaye muri iyi si ari sinonime y'uko burya mu ijuru ho baratwemera.
Because a lot of people believe that if we are miserable here in this life, in heaven we are
miserable. Ushobora kuba ubabaye mu mubiri unababaye no mu mwuka biteye ubwoba ahubwo.
You can actually be miserable in the flesh.
Wegereye Imana ikubwiye ukuri kuko mwebwe mwanga abantu bababwira ukuri wajya ahantu karira Imana ikagubita rero ukuntu ubugingo bwa bumeze nibwo uza kubona nibiri hanze bitungana.
If you allowed God to actually speak to you about what is not going on, you would even cry for yourself.
Abakristo,
so Christians,
natwe twibuza kubona iherezo ry'iyi.
Sometimes we prevent ourselves, we become like our
own. Tugahora hano muri labyrinth.
And we go through a maze.
Mbuziki.
Missing this.
Kizaza ryari.
When is it gonna come?
Kikaboneka.
It's given.
Mana
you
na
have it. I love God so much.
Wagera imbere.
And when you move ahead, this one too is also missing.
Wakwigira imbere.
And when you move ahead,
ariko kandi nawe mana urabona ko ntagukorera mbuziki.
You tell God that, you know, I can't serve you if I don't have this.
Abagukorera bagomba kuba bafite iki?
Those servants ought to have this.
Bafite niki?
And also have this other thing.
Niki gikurikira?
And also this one.
Nawe wabareba nyine ukasanga nabakozi b'Imana.
So that when you look at them, you see that they are true, they are servants of God. That is our own mind. It's not the mind of God. God doesn't use you just because everything is complete. God doesn't call you because everything has come together. God doesn't, you know, use you because you've got everything. You are actually taking a few steps back. Do what he's asking you to do. Do what he's asking you to do. And do it just ignoring that there are things that you don't have. There is a passage that
Elizabeth
blesses
me.
Zachary. Elizabeth and
Zachary.
Actually, they blessed me ever since. They actually didn't have a child, but they were still serving God. It's not easy, brethren. But they still served. Sometimes you speak to someone, they say, well, don't you know that you're going to serve
no,
our
family
as well? Is someone saying that? It all depends on he who calls you. What is the agreement you have with the one who calls you? But if you think that the one who called you is your pastor, then you would have to argue with him. But if you knew it's God, you put aside those who are and then you ask God. And you ask God. And he answers you properly. Sometimes you may ask us what you are lacking and we don't know, we have no clue. Because maybe it's the time of God which hasn't come. Maybe God is teaching you something. Maybe God wants to give you something, another message. You don't know, you can't tell what God is
doing.
But that God that you serve is the one who knows what you
are
doing. Just serve him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ndarangije umugani w'abakobwa icumi.
That's Matthew 25. God has given us Imana itubikiye amakamba
inshuti z'Imana.
Has crowns for us, brethren.
Imana izaho itujyana.
God knows where he's taking us. If only we knew. If only we knew.
Twarya ibyiza byo mu gihugu.
We would actually eat the good fruit of the land. Whatever we are missing.
Nibinaboneka uyu munsi hari ibindi bizongera bibure.
Even if we get it today, we are going to still miss out.
Principle rero ni imwe.
So the principle is.
Ngwino dukomeze urugendo.
Let's continue our journey.
Amen.
Amen.
Icyo gihe ubwami bwo mu ijuru buzagereranywa n'abakobwa 10 bajyanye amatabaza yabo bajya gusanganira umukwe.
Then the kingdom of God of heaven shall be likened to the virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom.
Ariko muri abi 10 batanu bari abapfu.
Now 5 of them were wise.
Abandi batanu bari abanyabwenge.
And 5 were foolish.
Abapfu bajyanye amatabaza yabo ntibajyana n'amavuta.
Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them.
Abanyabwenge bo bajyana amavuta mu mperezo zabo hamwe n'amatabaza yabo.
But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps.
Umukwe atinze bose barahunikira barasinzira.
But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming, go out to meet him." And all of those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps.
And
the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out."
But the
wise answered, saying, "No, lest they should not be enough for all of us, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves."
Abari biteguye binjirana nawe mu bukwe urugi rurakingwa.
And while they went out to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut.
Hanyuma aba bakobwa bandi nabo baraza barabahamagara bati, "Nyakubahwa dukingurire."
Afterward, the other virgins also came, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us."
Nawe arabasubiza ati, "Ndababwira ukuri yuko ntabazi."
But he answered and said, "Assuredly I say unto you, I do not know you."
Nuko mube maso kuko mutazi umunsi cyangwa igihe umukwe azazira.
Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour on which the
Aya magambo yavugaga na Yesu.
So these words were spoken by Jesus.
Yaburiraga abigishwa be.
He was actually telling his disciples.
Yababwira ibyo kuzagaruka k'umwana w'Imana.
He was telling them about the coming of the Son of God. It's actually these days that we are going through today. Let me say just one little thing. You know, he didn't actually mention anything about the oil. He didn't ask, like, where had you gone to, where have you been? He didn't actually say that you are late, that's why
I'm
open. There is nothing he mentioned. The only thing he said is, "I do not know you."
Simbazi.
I do not know you.
Ibanga riri muri iri somo ni simbazi.
So the lesson or the moral the lesson in this is that I do not know you.
Nyamara bose bariteguye.
But all of them prepared themselves.
Bose ni umugeni.
All of them are
part of the
bride. They are all waiting for the groom.
Hari abiteguye hari n'abatiteguye.
There are those who are ready and those who are not.
Hari abafite amavuta.
There are those who have oil.
Hari abandi badahora biteguye.
And there are those who are not ready yet.
Kuko batekereza bataratinze.
Some are saying he's delaying.
Igihe azazira.
When he comes.
Igihe azazira.
The time he comes.
Tubona atinze.
He's delaying.
Azasanga naragerageje kwitunganya.
I would have tried to cleanse
myself. Azasanga kamemo hari utuntu.
He will find something.
Icyampa gusanga Imana imbabarire nkiri rya none.
I wish I could only, overcome today's
troubles.
I wish God could just close his eyes on what I thought
about.
I wish he could just close his eyes on who I am.
Kuko Yesu atinze kuza.
Just because Jesus Christ has
been there.
Let me tell you this.
Mbabwira nibwira.
Let me tell you as I tell
myself. Mbabwira n'ukuri.
What I'm telling you is the
truth. Yesu yavuze n'ukuri.
Whatever Jesus said is the truth.
Mube maso.
Be Beware. Because we do not know when Jesus Christ is going to come to pick
you
up from
this
life. Here it's not talking about when Jesus Christ will come
back
to
judge
the people. It's actually the day you are going to depart. So you ought to prepare yourself always because you do not know the day or the hour. You don't know how it's going to go. Don't count days. Say that I wish you could let me today. If you let me this year. This year. I swear. 2019. I'm going to obey the laws of God. I swear. After kids get to school, and after I finish my house, building my house, and after I see that this year has come to an end, I am here. I would actually be so here. What I'm telling you is, I see this every day. I see this every day. Don't give days to God. You are actually foolish. What you know of Luke 12 says that a servant who knows what to do and doesn't do it. If anything you know that is the truth, you ought to practice
it.
If you don't know, kneel down and ask God. It's not a problem not knowing. It's not a problem not knowing. But it's actually a mistake pretending as if you never knew. Please read Luke chapter 12. It's actually a bad thing in the eyes of God pretending that you don't know whilst you know. So we have where we are going. Jesus Christ said that he prepared houses for us. If they weren't around, he would have told us. So we were given life to live here on earth. We have a mission here on earth. As we prepare the bride of Jesus Christ, this bride that I spoke about, that I end up on, we do the duty to purify ourselves together with the Holy Spirit. Together with the Holy Spirit, as we listen to the Word of God, we read the Word of God. As we pray, as we come closer to God so that we continue to walk with Him. He's the one actually who orders the steps of the righteous. If you allow Him to walk with you day by day, and if there is something you can't do, you tell them. And if there is something you don't understand, you put it into practice. You will actually know your calling, what God has called you to do. And God, you have rejoiced in doing it. And you won't always be arguing with God. You will be there. He will call and you will answer. You won't say, what I have against you is that you call at 3 a.m. in the morning. Or you won't say, I'm still young, why are you calling me now? I need to enjoy my life. You won't give him a list of things that you haven't finished yet. Wherever he's going to find you, you are going to come with him, and then close day by day, you get close to your good end. May God bless you. And work for a good end. You are going somewhere. You are not a citizen of this world. You are a citizen of the kingdom of God. You belong to the kingdom of God. You have a king. That kingdom has rules and regulations. It has testimonies and proofs. And there's also the worldly kingdom that you have left. There are those who are working for that kingdom, but you are not of those anymore. So don't go back there. How can you be able to do that? For you, you can't do it. But with God, it is possible. Together with the Holy Spirit. I want you to lift up your hands. I don't know what you have heard.
Sinzi niba aho wakozweho ari mu ruhande rw'abigisha.
I don't know whether you were touched on the side of those who preach.
Sinzi cyo wumvise mu ruhande rw'abigisha.
Or on the side of the disciples.
Aharaho wowe ibyo wumvise bishobora kuba biri ku ruhare rw'abakristo.
Maybe what you have heard is probably on the side of Christians.
Igituma abakristo nabo batatekereza iherezo ryiza.
The reason why followers don't seek the good end.
Sinzi niba ariho wumvise ibikureba.
I don't know if that was your area of concern.
Icyangombwa ni kimwe.
The most important thing is one.
Ikimana ikubwira ni wowe ukizi.
What God is telling you, it's you who knows.
Ijambo ry'Imana riratwemeza ngo.
The word of God convinces us that.
Ngunyizera.
That he who believes in me.
Unyizera.
He who believes in me.
Hazakorwa n'isoni.
Will not be ashamed.
Ikindi.
Another one.
Isoni zizamuba kure.
Shame will be far from him.
Ikimwaro kizamuba kure.
Shame will be far from him.
Izere Imana.
So believe in God.
Imana ni nziza.
God is good.
Imana ni nziza.
God is good.
Urugendo turimo.
The journey that we are going.
Uwaduhamagaye ni uruzi.
The one who has called us knows it.
Uwaguhamagaye ni uruzi.
The one who has called us knows it.
Mwizere.
Believe in him.
Ijambo ry'Imana ryatubwiye ngo.
The word of God says.
Tuvana amaso kubiri kwisi.
That we should not look at the worldly things.
Niba tunabirebye twibitindaho.
And even if we look, we may have to look at them. We shouldn't spend too much time
uko
doing so.
Kwifuza kwisi ni kubi.
Because the lust of the world is bad.
Ukunda Imana ntakunda isi.
He who loves God doesn't love the
zombi
world.
Birahabanye.
Those two things are so opposite from each other. The world is filled with things that may attract you and lead you far from your beloved. And he has prepared something good for you. A very good place for you. So day by day, as we honor and obey God, he will not put us to shame. So whatever you are missing or lacking, that those things that you want or need, those things that may bring a conflict between you and God, let there not be a conflict between you and God. Jesus Christ said, why would you be worried about what you eat and drink and will wear? He has all of that. But you should rather first seek the kingdom of God with righteousness. And all those things that you miss or lack, they will follow you actually. So do not be afraid. Trust God. Trust God. Be strong in the one you have believed. Be strong in that which you now know. Be strong in the truth you have known. Let your eyes remain on the things of heaven. Because that's where your life is hidden with Christ in God. Look up in heaven at the things in heaven. Don't look at the things below. Look up. That is where your things belong.
Mana data mu izina rya Yesu ndagushimiye, ngushimiye ijambo ryawe, mwami ijambo ryawe rinyemeza ko amagambo yawe yaherekeresha imbaraga zawe. Imbaraga ni imbaraga nyine, imbaraga ifite ibintu ikora. Imbaraga iramena, imbaraga irarandura, imbaraga iratera, imbaraga ishyiraho, imbaraga irakomeza. Imbaraga irakora bikagaragara. Mu izina rya Yesu ndagushimira amagambo wavuganye na buri mutima wose uri hano. Ndagushimira amagambo wavuganye n'uwadukurikiye wese. Ndagushimira icyo wemeje uwavuze. Ndagushimira mwami uwakwakiriye wese. Ndagushimira mwami icyo wemeje umuntu wese wavuze ngo yes, ngo ndabyemera, ndabizumva, ndahari mwami nibyo. Ndagushimira umurimo ugiye gukora muri we. Mana ndagushimira kutanyuranya n'ijambo ryawe. Ndagushimira uwo wabwiye wese ko hari icyo akwiriye gukora ku byo yumvise. Mwami, niwe wemeza, niwe wemeza. Ubikore nk'uko nyine wabigennye kuva isi yabaho. Ndagushimira ko ari wowe udutegura iherezo ryiza. Ndagushimira ko ufite aho tujyana. Mwami, twongeye kugusaba ngo reka ubuzima bwacu buve mu bitagira umumaro. hari ibyo twita ko bifite umumaro bidafite umumaro hari ibyo dutindaho bituba ku bwami namba mwami reka tukurekurira ubuyobozi reka tukurekurire kudushumba udushombe kuko uri umushumba mwiza kandi uzaho tujyana uzaho buri munsi dushobora kujya tukabona ubwatsi bwiza uhabwa icyubahiro ngushimiye mwami imana nciye bugufi ko ugira neza ngushimiye ko intego yacu uyu mwaka ivuga ngo yaduhitemo kuyoborwa na mwuka wera ndasenga ngo buri muntu wese wumvise ubutumwa ahitemo kuyoborwa nawe kuruta gutsimbarara kuzashaka icyubahiro nikuzo bibi bya mu izina rya Yesu uvuga ngo amen amen imana ibagire neza